This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey, Doors. Welcome to the Commons Cast. It's your girl, Abby, kicking it off with a Q&A with the Dean. Hey, Dean Grisolfi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I'll be honest, the main talk of the town these days is how people kind of want to switch majors. I feel like it's some people learning that they had a new passion that they didn't have before, or learning that something that they were passionate about is actually not what they're interested in. So do you have any advice for those wanting to switch majors? Do you think it's like too late for us? Like what's your opinion on that?
Well, if you're a student in arts and science, you don't even have a major yet. So it's definitely not too late. And even if you're a student in Peabody or Blair or engineering, I think everyone expects that first-year students are going to change their mind, and also that sometimes second-year students change their mind.
Right.
And then sometimes juniors also change their mind. Right. I mean, the reality is you don't really know before you come to Vanderbilt what Vanderbilt has to offer. And most of us knew about a small handful of careers that were possible, and it's not until you take a new course or meet a new person that you realize like something that you didn't even know is available would be amazing. And so it is definitely not too late to change your major, which you don't even have yet. You should be open. You should be using this time to explore things that you think you're interested in. If there's a class, especially we're about to enter a spring registration, so if there's a class that just sounds interesting to you, take it. The worst case scenario, it just ends up being an elective. The best case scenario is that it launches you into a new path.
That's amazing. Yeah, I totally identify with coming to Vanderbilt and then being interested in something else. I took some communications classes after being in the media intensive. And so, yeah, I think it's really important that like we just take classes that, you know, are guided by our interests.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. So with the major kind of topic, what did you major in undergrad?
I was a double major. I majored in French and psychology. And I majored in psychology because I always knew that I wanted to study learning. And I went to a small liberal arts college. They didn't have a school of education. So psychology was the next best thing. And I majored in French because I took French my whole life. And I loved French and the French culture. And I hoped one day that I would live there, but that did not happen.
Well, I'm glad it worked out that you're living here now.
Me too.
Yeah. Sure. So if you were to do it all again, would you go with that same major? Would you switch majors? Like, what would you do?
That's a great question. So I love the job that I have right now. Being a professor is a really great job. And I am really intrigued by how people learn. And I actually have always been intrigued by that. But one of the things I've learned as I myself have just encountered more different kinds of careers and been at different universities is that actually I think I would like any puzzle that involves some element of social justice. And I think there's a lot of different things that would have filled those buckets. So, you know, sometimes I think back and wish that I'd actually gone to a much bigger university. Because I didn't, you know, for example, if there had been a major called Medicine, Health, and Society where I went to college, I would definitely have majored in that.
Right.
Or I had a dean's dinner last year with Professor Kit Carpenter, and he is a professor in economics and policy and a couple of other things. He's also the director of the LGBTQ Policy Lab. And just hearing about his research was like fascinating to me. And I thought, I think I need a new PhD in policy. This is what I want to do now.
Yeah.
So I think if I'd had a slightly bigger pool to swim in, I might have explored more things. But having said that, I also have no regrets about the job I have now.
Right. That's amazing. I'm going to take it a completely different direction now. So midterms are upon us, and I've noticed that a lot of kids tend to reward themselves after their midterms. So me and my friends, we go to like Ben and Jerry's or Jenny's or something after our midterms to kind of just de-stress from the situation. So do you have a favorite place in Nashville to go and get like a sweet treat or something?
Well, that's a great question. So my kid's favorite place is Jenny's, I will say. So we go there a lot.
Classic.
But Jenny's is not my favorite place. So usually when I'm giving myself a treat, I'm more inclined to go for the baked goods. And so actually my favorite bakery in town is called Dozen. And it is actually, Annika and I biked there last weekend. So it is bikeable from here, but it is like entirely uphill. So it's on Edge Hill. It's off of Edge Hill, but you basically ride entirely uphill for half a mile and then entirely downhill for half a mile. And then you do it in reverse coming back. So it was a much harder bike ride than we thought it was going to be. But it really is like a mile each way. And they have delicious pastries and really delicious bread. So that's where I tend to go.
That's awesome. So the bike is worth it. And then you like earned the treat because you biked all the way there. So yeah, that's awesome.
I will say on the way back, we didn't totally make it up the hill. There was definitely some pushing of the bikes.
That's fair. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dean Grisalfi. Thanks for joining us. And listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. If you guys have any questions for the Dean, you can email them at mycommonslife@gmail.com. And we'll do our best to feature them in future episodes. Until next time, this was Abby with Q&A with the Dean. Up next is this week's Commons Calendar.
Hey Doors, I'm Daniela Aguilar, and I'm hosting this week's Commons Calendar where I fill you in on upcoming events at Vanderbilt. First up, today, October 5th, is the last day to participate in VPB's Homecoming Blood Drive. Stop by the community event space from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to donate blood. All donors will receive $25 Red Cross merch in the joy of knowing they supported an amazing cause. Next up is one of, if not, the most anticipated event of Homecoming 2022, Commodore Quake. This year's Commodore Quake will feature incredible rapper and songwriter Flo Milli. She will be performing at the Rec Field on October 6th at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it, so if you haven't bought your ticket yet, use code Milli for a student discount. Skipping over to the 8th, the McGill Project will be hosting their homecoming coffee house at McGill Hall. All students are encouraged to dress in this year's theme of Emo Night and watch the local band Open Casket Wedding perform. Now, on October 10th, Project Rishi will be hosting an international food fundraiser. Make sure to stop by for some tasty food and to learn about how Project Rishi supports rural Indian schools. Lastly, on the 11th, the Caribbean Students Association and the Ethiopian Eritrean Student Association will join forces to host a fun game night in the BCC Auditorium. Anyone can join in for some great snacks and the opportunity to bond with members from both organizations. That brings us to the end of this week's Commons Calendar. Only one more week and we'll get to enjoy fall break. Thank you for listening. Now, onto the Humans of the Commons segment.
Hi, I'm Santana, and welcome to Humans of the Commons. Today, I'm with our very own Esme Adote for this week's interview. Esme, can you tell us about yourself, where you're from, your major, house, all that?
Yes, okay, so I'm from Stafford, Virginia. Oh my gosh, what is about myself? Okay, my major right now, emphasis on right now, is neuroscience. Okay. Possibly with a double minor in Korean and HOD.
Okay, cool.
But I'm not really sure what I want to do right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm in G House. Gillette. G2. Yes, Gillette. It's the best house.
How do you feel about Gillette?
I love Gillette. Okay. Any other house is lame in comparison to Gillette. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, North House.
I beg to differ, but North, I love North.
I don't know anybody from North. Like, North just seems so lame.
Yeah, well, it's also very secluded, I feel like, because... Yeah. There's Commons, the Common Center, and then all the houses surrounding it. And then North is just like, boop, plop, off 21st Avenue.
Yeah. It can't be as bad as, like, Sutherland, though. I don't even know where Sutherland is, really.
Really? I've been in there once.
I've been in there once, too. I think we were in there with Anya.
With Anya, uh-huh.
Yeah. I still don't know where it's at. Like, it's literally in the middle of nowhere. So, like, they have to walk, like, a long time.
I didn't know that. I'll have to find it one day.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you involved on campus? What do you do?
So outside of my Commons life, I'm a part of Vivid, which is the K-pop dance team. Yes. And I'm also a part of the START Research Mentorship Program.
Okay.
So I'm in a group called Women of Color in STEM. Mm-hmm. So, That just started. So ask me about that like in a week or something. But okay, yeah, cool. That's nice.
I remember you were doing your dance routine for Vivid.
Oh, yeah.
When we had our My Commons Life meeting. Yeah. That was so cool. Guys, Esme is a really good dancer.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. The funny thing was I didn't even audition for that day, but I went anyways. And I just moved my name like the time, like a minute before like the scheduled time. And I was like, okay, like I guess I'll just. Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing because I was like, oh, I'm not even supposed to go today. But I made my trip. I made my trip to the rec. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not going to come back the next day. So might as well take advantage.
Yeah, you killed those auditions.
Thank you, thank you.
Round of applause for SME and Vivid.
Yay!
Okay, this is a fun question. If you're a fruit, what fruit would you be?
A fruit?
A fruit.
The heck? All I can say is strawberry.
A strawberry? Why? Give us a little explanation.
Those are the only fruits I really eat. I really like strawberries. They're chill. They're very versatile. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that would correlate with me, but... yeah, strawberries are cool.
Yeah, so you're cool and versatile, like a strawberry.
Yeah, and then they're kind of pink-ish. I like pink. The inside's pink, so
that
I like
is
pink.
True. That is yes. True. That is true. Okay, what is your favorite study spot on campus?
Oh my gosh. Okay, we can break this down. If I'm trying to be productive, mm-hmm. Stevenson for sure.
Yes,
because
I agree.
I feel like the pressure in the air, it like motivates me to get stuff done, mm-hmm. and I actually like understand stuff in Stevenson. But my favorite study spot would have to be Central Library.
Everyone's like, at Central.
I love Central, but I don't go where like other people are studying or like uh-huh. an actual like study like place. As soon as you walk in through, no one take my study spot, by the way. But like as soon as you walk in through the front doors, you turn left mm-hmm. and then immediately turn left again. And that's like the leisure reading section. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at. But I usually take a nap there instead of studying.
Okay,
so.
Valid.
It's a very nice place. And there's also Susie's. So.
Oh, it's right there.
It's literally right there. So win-win for sure.
Okay, I might take your study spot.
Yeah.
Speaking of Susie's, what is your go-to order from Susie's? Please, okay. Please share.
Okay. So the first time that I went to Susie's, because I don't really drink coffee, but then like when that Jenna Kevin exam happened, I was like, I gotta need coffee because I'm not sleeping.
Right.
But I asked like one of the workers and I was like, what would you recommend? And she was like, I would recommend the chai, but we don't have chai right now. And I was like, okay, they never have chai. And then when they do, I'm like, what the heck? But I'm already getting my other order.
Right.
It is what it is. But she was like, get the lavender latte. Mm. And at first I was like, lavender latte, bro. What are you trying? You're trying to set me up for what? And so she's like, if you don't like it, though, like, don't blame me. But I actually did like it. It's like, it's not too sweet. Mm-hmm. And it's very calming. You know, lavender is a calming.
It definitely like, is. Yes.
Scent. So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I like it. I've had a honey oat milk lavender latte.
Ooh.
At Milk and Honey on like in Nashville, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How far is that from here?
Maybe 10 minutes away.
10-minute walk, 10-minute drive.
No, 10-minute drive.
Oh.
You definitely don't want to walk.
Yeah, no.
unless you're into walking
long distances.
Okay. Speaking of fall, just give us your take on fall. Are you a fall girl, pumpkin spice? Like, do you vibe with fall? Please share.
Okay, so I'm like born in Virginia, right?
Right.
I said born in Virginia. But like I was born in November.
Okay.
I don't know why I said I was born in Virginia. I was born November 17, 2003, right? But so I'm kind of like, oh yeah, fall is like birthday season. But I heard that Nashville is like hot year round. So I didn't bring any fall clothes. So right now I do not like fall because I'm not prepared for the cold weather. Because like the temperature drops so suddenly and I'm like, I only have like 3 sweaters. So if you see me like around campus alternating between like the same 3 sweaters, don't say anything. But I like fall in Virginia.
Okay.
I didn't like fall here because I'm just not prepared and I miss all my clothes that I couldn't take with me because I took too much stuff.
I see. Oh, that's a struggle. But
it really is, yeah.
I'm definitely a fall girl. I can't even lie.
What do you like about fall?
Pumpkin spice, fall vibes, the colors, the fashion.
The color scheme, yeah.
Like the orange, browns.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be a very bright, colorful person, but the autumn color scheme, I just love. I love it so much, especially warm browns.
Yeah. I wish if I had brought my clothes, all my clothes with me, I'll be making endless fits, but no, it's okay.
Yes.
It is what it is. I'll just go shopping.
Right.
With the money I don't have. But yeah.
The struggle is real.
I'll rob a bank.
Okay. So our last question, what is your most interesting class right now and why?
Ooh, that is kind of hard to answer. Let me see. I have two. Mm-hmm. The first one would probably be my Russian fairy tales class.
Right.
Because, okay, I won't say there's two. My Russian fairy tales class, hands down, is like the most interesting class I'm taking so far. Mm-hmm. Because not only do we dive into like some aspects of like old paganism society, but like, so like pre-Christian society, but like we also like, we dive into like Russian folktales and then like the Grimm brothers, and then we go into like normal fairy tales that anybody would know, like Cinderella, Mulan, like Sleeping Beauty, and we would talk about like feminist approaches or like the wicked stepmother, like how there's always witches and like warlocks and like different aspects. But the thing about Russian fairy tales is that like they're all kind of written the same way, like they all have the same structure, like everything happens in threes, and like yeah, like it was kind of weird because we were reading, we're like, why is it like repeating like the same thing every time? Like, it's either like it starts off giving like the setting, the place, the people, all in one sentence.
Right.
First of all, and then like nothing that you would think would happen happens. Like it's so random, and it was used to like entertain people. So like you wouldn't understand a single thing that went on. Like a fire would like break out, and like a bear that's flying will like come kidnap you, and then like it'll be shot down by like some type of prince. And the prince's name is always Ivan, and I don't know why, but like it's so weird. But then we like break that down and like compare it to like other stories.
Okay, that I feel like I want to take Russian fairy tales now.
Yeah, that's my first year writing seminar. Yeah. So I don't think it's gonna be available.
No, next semester. I can't take it anyway because I'm already in a writing seminar. But I like mine. It's very, very interesting, informative.
What's yours?
It's women, war, and antiquity.
Oh, yes, you told me about this.
Yes. So it's quite an interesting topic. It's not definitely not a happy topic, but you truly do learn a lot from the class. So I do appreciate that. And the books that we read are very deep. Their depth, though, is very insightful. It's a good class.
Nice.
Okay, so that was our Humans of the Commons interview. Thank you so much, Sesame. I was about to say Sesame because that's
how I introduced myself. It's Sesame, but without the S.
Yes. So thank you so much for joining us, and I will see you in our next meeting during my Commons.
Yeah, I'll see you next time, dude.
Okay, bye. That's it for today.
Thanks for having me.
CommonsCast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to CommonsCast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.